Good things.
It's 7 o'clock. Let's call the meeting to order and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin? Grunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present?
I would like to make a motion that we excuse Commissioner Conklin from tonight's meeting.
In a second.
Roll call, please.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next on the agenda is the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, and public may ask that any item on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have one item, which is the minutes from our regular commission meeting, November 10th, 2015.
I'll make a motion to move the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next, we are is hearing citizens' comments. Any topic that is not on the agenda, the public is welcome to comment. Do we have any participation tonight? Thank you. Moving on to correspondence, we have a letter from Joseph Quant, the attorney for Parkview Apartments, regarding their pilot request. And as you know, we've been working on that, and it was a tonight was going to be the topic of the pilot request, which is with Parkview Apartments, and both parties have requested that be tabled until December 8th. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And should I read that, Scott, or is that well enough?
Is it on our website?
Yes.
It's on the website.
Okay. It's on our website. So the topic of the pilot ordinance, which would be the step one to initiate a pilot proposal for Parkside Apartments, will be moved to December 8th meeting, which is a 7 o'clock meeting. That is on the website. Thank you. Next is City Manager's Report. Scott?
First, I believe we have a presentation for the 2015 Water and Thunder distribution.
We do. Thank you very much, Mayor and Commissioners. As I know, I've reported before, Boeing Thunder 2015 was certainly a resounding success. Total revenue and participation was up 10% over the prior year. And based on a survey of the 108 roughly voters that we had, you know, it just resonated how much they loved the community and how much they were supporting supporting the charity. So I also just wanted to acknowledge our dedicated volunteers. Thousands of hours go into this event. And also especially thank Bob Alger for his thoughtful and steady leadership of the event. He keeps all the pieces and parts moving forward in a flawless manner, so I'm always amazed by his dedication. And I did want to have Bob Alger present our checks today to Camp Quality and Challenge Mountain. Say a couple of things.
Oh, you want
well?
Me to say something too?
Yes.
No, it's been a. I've been involved in the event since around 2006. And it's just been a wonderful experience and watching it grow and being part of it. But one of the things I think that's important to recognize, and I've talked about this often, is that it doesn't happen without the cooperation of the city. I know, you know, I'm sure Andy probably tries to hide, you know, when we get it around that kind of event, because he's wonderful to work with, and all of the people, you know, that serve in varying capacities within the city government. It just doesn't happen without it, without your cooperation. And then certainly as Lori pointed out, the number of volunteers, we really, I'm not sure that we do a real good job of keeping track of the number, but it's tremendous. And so it's been a growing event. We anticipate that, again, we'll need to put limits on our registration. We understand that most all of the reservations, the housing accommodations, they're already gone in the area. There's no more to be had for that weekend, other than Boyne Mountain. So we're anticipating quite a number again. It's just a unique event. I was asked one time about what makes it so special, and I said, well, you know, everybody has different events that go on during the summer, but Boyne Thunder seems to be a unique one. And then I get the nice opportunity to be able to present the checks to both Camp Quality and Challenge Mountain, in the tune of, for Challenge Mountain, excuse me, Camp Quality, $56,652.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to get a good photo shoot here, so.
Okay.
Present your other one, then we'll set up for pictures.
All right, and then Challenge Mountain, $10,300.42.
Thank you. Wow.
Did you want to do that now or later?
Let's do it real quick.
Let's do it now.
And I'd just like to say thank you also. In addition to this funds raised, we also on the Champagne Cruise, not included in this, thanks to efforts from REMAX, we raised another $8,000. So we probably have over 40 volunteers. And I know Challenge Mountain handles Friday night, which has to be at least 42. So we're in our 29th year of service. So thank you again. As a consensus, we agree that people come to Boyne City as much as they come to the poker room. So I thank you all for hosting us, and her patience is amazing, and for all of you, so very much appreciated.
I, of course, can't not give a plug for Challenge Mountain, of course, so, and to thank everyone for including Challenge Mountain in this effort, and we are so happy to be part of it on Friday evening, lending our core volunteers. They're all very excited every year to be helping out. And in case you haven't heard, great things are happening every day at Challenge Mountain, including our new resale store that we purchased at 1100 Boyne Avenue. So you're going to be seeing some changes there. And if you didn't see it in the papers, we're doing year-round adaptive recreation now for our participants. So from equine therapy with Northern Michigan Equine Therapy on Camp Daggett to Camp Daggett Road to the Camp Daggett Ropes course, to our downhill skiing, to biking and kayaking. We're out there all year round serving our participants, and it's because of the support of this organization and the city of Boyne. So thank you.
Where do you want to?
Just right in the middle.
Lori? Main Street?
Lori.
I don't want to break the camera.
Give me one more. Okay, over this way. There you go.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And speaking on behalf of the city, I think this does not need to be said, but we also appreciate the efforts, the expertise, and the volunteerism, and our staff too, Barb and Andy, and the police department. I mean, it's just an incredible thing, and we benefit too. So we, as a city, sure appreciate the efforts. It's awesome. So. Moving on, let's go to Scott.
Yes, Mr. Kane left a few items for the commission for update as part of his managed report. Our remaining construction and other projects continue to move forward and wrap up for the season. The ribbon cutting for the DPW facility will be held Thursday, December 3rd at 2 o'clock at the new facility on Robinson. The Somerset Point Forest Main Project also continues to make good progress with no significant issues. The final portion will be the installation of the pump station portion just inside the Somerset Point fence line. The valve turning program for the first half of the city's water system has been completed. We continue to work to get the last of the wood chips removed from the community playground and the sealer applied yet this season. Winter 2015 taxes with the city newsletters will be mailed tomorrow. Mr. Kane wishes all you a happy Thanksgiving as they travel towards theirs. The annual Santa Parade in downtown open houses will be held Friday evening with the parade starting at 6 p.m. And if you have any questions or additional information on these items, I think I have Mr. Kane's cell phone number.
Let's call him.
Thank you. Any questions on that? Okay. Moving on, reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. Scott?
Nothing to me.
Okay. Cindy, nothing? Included is the financial statement. Any questions on that?
No.
Okay. Old business? I don't think we have anything.
No.
Moving on to new business, the alley vacation public hearing. Scott, should I open the public
yes,
hearing
please.
Now? Okay, so it is 7:11, and we will open the public hearing about the alley vacation at between lots 95 and 101 of South Point Addition between Lincoln Street and undeveloped Spruce Street. Scott?
This is a public hearing, as you mentioned, to consider the request to vacate a portion of the public alley that runs basically north and south between Lincoln and undeveloped Spruce Street in the blocks bordered by Douglas and Maple. It's about 120 feet long, and it's a typical 16.5 foot wide alley, and it separates two parcels that are owned by Michelle and Chris Franz. This application has gone to the Planning Commission and the department heads, and reviewing the topography and city infrastructure, it was determined that there was no future need for this particular portion of the alley, and recommended that it be vacated. The south half of the alley is a developed alley and does provide access to those adjacent parcels and to the Franz's parcel, and is maintained by the city. One caveat that DPW would like to see with this particular request is if it is approved to be vacated, that some type of easement to keep plowing the snow where they have been on this alley be maintained. And the Franzes have agreed to that, and as it be no change in them, so they're happy with that. So with that, this is brought to you for your consideration.
Thank you. And I do not see anybody in the audience that would speak on the applicant's behalf.
Tom, could I ask a question?
Absolutely.
When a piece of property is vacated like this, that is owned by the city or township or county, whatever, the property, this does not go back to each property owner?
I'm going to refer to Scott.
Yes, the adjacent parcels would receive that
whatever is vacated.
Yes, so in this case, there's two parcels that border it, and would be split between them, and each would have to go to each.
And they just
in this case, they own both parcels, so they can make one big parcel out of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just added under
yes.
property description.
Yep.
Then.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other public commentary? Thank you. At this time, 7:14, we will close the public hearing. And let's go to board deliberation. Laura, would you like to start?
Sure. We've been through this and reviewed it over the last couple of months several times, and I feel real comfortable with allowing this to go forward, so.
Thank you. Jean?
Yeah, it's not being maintained by the city, no water, sewer mains, I'm okay with the recommendation.
Okay, Ron?
I support the recommendation.
Thank you, and I do too. It's a steep hill, so it just doesn't work. So it's not a developable piece of the alley that goes to an undeveloped street. So I totally agree, and I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the request vacation of the alleys.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item B on our agenda, the city clock analysis. Scott, you gonna do this?
Yes. In front of you, you have a memo from Mike Keane, city manager, in regards to the repair and restoration of the old city clock. As you may recall from the discussion last Thursday, the city manager and Ray Kendra have been talking to several firms about repairing the clock and have looked at the Balzer Family Clockworks at Freeport and identified them as probably the best fit to perhaps contract for the restoration of the clock. Prior to being able to give the city an estimate for the cost and whether the feasibility of restoring clock, they would have to personally inspect it. So the proposal in front of you tonight is a proposal from them for an amount of $4,010 to be brought to Boyne City and provide the inspection of the clock and report back to the city commission on the cost and feasibility of the repair and restoration work. Mr. Keane also goes on to talk about the costs incurred in the restoration and review of the clock could be eligible for reimbursement under the bond. Of course, that's a determination to be made by the city commission, whether you would want to do that or not. But if you did, it would be eligible. So with that, this is a recommendation from staff to approve the expenditure of an estimated amount of $4,010 to bring the Balzers to Boyne City and inspect and provide a report to the commission.
Thank you. Do we have any comments from staff or department heads or the public? Okay, we'll go to board deliberation. Gene?
Yeah, well, I think this would be a great addition to the city facility project. I'd like to see an estimate on it, of course, and some public feedback, but I support the recommendation.
Thank you. Ron?
I support the recommendation also.
And Laura?
Yes, I definitely support the recommendation, and I think the sooner we can get an estimate, the better. So I'm really pleased that they can come as quickly as this date, coming up as next week, actually, about a week from now. But anyway, yeah, I'm in total favor. I think it's the centerpiece for our new city facilities, and I think it's a very important piece. So hopefully we can move forward on it.
Thank you. And I, too, support it. And I also would like to note that it was in the drawings that the people voted on, that the mm-hmm. clock tower was part of the drawings and part of the presentation and part of the concept. So I think we have, by passing the millage, we also have a mandate by the population, by the vote to move forward. So I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration to authorize staff to make the necessary arrangements to have representatives from Blazer Family Clockworks, Freeport, Maine, travel to Boyne City to inspect, report on, and prepare estimates for the possible reuse and restoration of the city clock as part of the city facility project at an estimated price $4,010.
I will second that.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the health savings account. Scott?
I got this one. In 2010, the city switched to Priority Health, which the city commission approved, and we went to a higher deductible health savings account to assist staff in paying for those higher deductibles. The levels were fully funded the first year, reduced the second year, and the last, I think since 2013, have been $3,000 for a family to fund it up front in January and $1,500 for a single policy. The same is being recommended for this year. The insurance rates right now we're looking at, you know, steady or, you know, around a 1% decrease at all. So the only other thing that the city manager recommended with this year is to keep it at those levels for future years until something would change or the city commission chooses to make that change.
Okay. Do we have any comments from department heads or staff or the public? Okay, let's go to commission discussion. Ron, we'll start with you.
I got a question. Somewhere in the write-up it talked about having 19 employees covered under this plan.
Yes.
We've got more than 19 employees.
Yes, yes. The others opt out because they have insurance through their spouse.
Oh, okay. Because I figured we had 28 employees, full-time employees.
For some reason, I can't put that number in my head right now, but the rest opt out, and they get reimbursed at a certain level for that.
Okay. I support the recommendation.
Thank you. Laura?
I just have one question, I guess. What is the point of maybe Mike's recommendation, maybe you know, to leave this as is until changed by the city commission? I mean,
he didn't share with me the rationale for that.
I was just wondering why he was. Would you know?
I don't really know, other than if we'll just keep it the same unless we see something drastic happen, or as the laws go forward, something changes, something happens, and then maybe, you know, we don't know, that deductible could be dropped, that deductible could go up. So
I guess my feeling is it's changed a number of times over the last, five years. You know, it has changed. And every 2 years we have a changeover on the board or that kind of thing. So it almost doesn't take much time to revisit this every year. To me, it's a monetary thing, so it really doesn't bother me to revisit this every year. And if the board changes, then just to leave it indefinite for the future. I don't know what the rationale for that is, I guess. So that's where I'm at. And I'm not opposed to it. I'm just trying to figure out the rationale for that. Because it only takes a few minutes for us to sit down and review it.
Can you comment on that, Cindy?
You know, it.
It's just, I mean, if things drastically change, you would obviously be informed if anything happens. As the laws go forward, I don't see any reason not to do it unless you bring it forward when we're in budget. You know, things could happen in the budget where it's, you know, we just can't do this, or
right.
A number of
so
things
just
could
kind
come
of
up that I can't even, you know,
yeah,
drum up in my head. But well, I can, but a number of things could come up. So
we can always just bring it back up if we want to, this time next year if we feel a need to. So yeah, okay, then I'm okay with it, I guess. I was just trying to figure out the rationale.
Or if something actually says, okay, this is your pot of money and it's just not there. Or
right,
who knows what could happen as these laws are changing and going forward. And,
right, and
you
with
know,
the election coming up and...
And with different group sizes, it could be all over the board as far as what your deductibles have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that could change. A lot of things could change.
Right.
age rating, all kinds of stuff could come at us.
Okay, I just wanted to know what its rationale was for just not bringing it back next year, you know, because we've been doing this every year, so. Okay.
Okay. Gene?
Yeah, I've read this over. As long as all the employees are still getting good coverage, I support the recommendation.
And I do too. Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the HSA plan, funding the $1,500 for a single and $3,000 for family.
A second. Is that?
Did you want to add, I mean, how did you want to add that? And to include future years until?
I think we address it every year. So
okay, you want to address it every year?
I thought we did do it every year.
You did?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, okay. Just want to make sure, because that was in his recommendation is to and future years. So, okay. Make sure I get that right.
Well, you're saying until changed by the city commission, you're saying that would be that we don't have to bring it up every
okay.
year. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I just want to make sure that, because I make sure I heard that right, that and future years at the $1,500 and $3,000. So, is that, did I get that not right?
Well, future years, you're sending something off into perpetuity as far as it could roll over without a vote.
Oh, exactly. I just want to make sure I heard right. Okay,
right.
I wasn't
so
missing
that's
anything.
That's why I didn't
got
include
it.
That into the
right.
statement.
Right.
We don't know what next year will bring at this time. And, and
so that
got
was,
it.
That was kind of what I was trying to get to, too. Is
so to clarify, the motion does not include future years.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
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 All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item D, Public Act 152 of the 2011 compliance. Scott? Or Cindy?
Public Act 152 of 2011 deals with employer-paid health insurance. Three options are given to us as outlined by the state. They provided these options for us. And since this act has been in place since 2011, we've gone with the opt-out, which is the one that offers us more flexibility because we do the 80-20% split anyway. We have to take action on this every year. If we don't, if we're not in compliance, we could lose our EVIP funding, and that's pretty, you know, it's $56,000 a year. It's pretty significant. So the recommendation for the best flexibility that the city manager has provided is to opt out of 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Any staff or department heads or public input on this? This is your insurance. Okay, let's go to commission's discussion. We'll start with Laura.
I'd be in favor of opting out. We've been doing it for a number of years, and it seems to be the right way to go for us. So, in favor.
And Gene?
Yeah, this is something that needs to be done to stay in compliance. So I support the recommendation.
And Ron?
I support the recommendation.
And I support the recommendation. Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion for consideration to opt out of the requirements of PA 152 of 2011 for the coming year and authorize the city manager and city clerk / treasurer to submit any required paperwork.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to good of the order. That's what's going on.
I don't have anything tonight.
Gene?
Nothing, just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And Laura?
A couple of things. On the drive over tonight, I noticed from the bridge all the way to State Street, all of the snowflakes are not lit.
Right.
So I know you're working on it, but...
Well, they're supposed to all be off right now until we have the ceremonies Friday night, but...
Oh, okay.
What he was working on today, he must have forgot to turn the switch back off of the ones that are in the core downtown.
Right, okay, because those are on and the other ones were, okay. And I wasn't sure if they were out or, okay, or what the reason was, okay. And then I also have another item I'd like to bring up and make a suggestion that we have a discussion involving the Veterans Park Pavilion being tied to the city facilities. Just for a little further in-depth discussion on this board, as soon as we can, and hopefully on by December the 8th to be placed on the agenda.
Okay. I do not have anything for good of the order. Let's revisit Laura's request to revisit the pavilion. Is that, do others feel that way, that we would want to follow through on that suggestion?
Well, the discussion we had the other day in our work session was that they would put their heads together as far as the how to, you know, bid two separate projects and two separate fundings. Because it's not fundable under the millage.
Right.
But we do have excess funds that were committed to the North Point project, which leaves us about $670,000 that's unencumbered. It could be used for the open space. It could be used for, you know, matching grants. And we're still going to have about $1.4 million in additional unencumbered funds. Based on my work reading this financial statement.
I just feel like we didn't have a proper discussion or time to really think about it. And
well,
I have some questions and things that I'd like to... I think it should be publicly, you know, discussed a little further.
Well, I think when Mike left us the other day, he was going to discuss it with Ray and see if it was feasible to do it and bring it back to us. So I think it's a reasonable request to, you know, absolutely, you know, discuss it in an open meeting. But that was the long and the short of it. And I think I brought that up earlier. You know, we could fund it. I believe there's, what, 213 or 219,000 that's been raised so far towards a project for approximately $700,000.
I just think we need a little more discussion on the details of other things, too, that I'm not real comfortable with at this point.
You mean, were we talking about design or the financial aspect?
A lot of it. I think all of it. I would like to discuss, but I don't want to do it without some notice, I think. And it's just, you know, I'm not saying yes or no, I'm just saying
right.
I'd like to have a little more detailed information and some
discussion. Well, they want to have that bid package ready to send out the 5th of January, and then you've got a 25th bid opening, so it's... if we're going to have
discuss it, I think we should discuss it before that. That's
next morning, right. Probably.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that.
I see consensus as just if Mike could put it on the December 8th agenda, and if not, at least contact us as to progress in that direction or on that topic.
So. Right.
Okay. We will pass that on.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else in there for the audience? Announcements. City offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th. for Thanksgiving holidays. The celebration for the redevelopment-ready communities will be held at City Hall Monday, December 7th at 2015 at 1 o'clock. The next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, December 8th at 7 p.m. And the Joint Board and City Commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, December 10th, 2015 at 6 p.m. at the new DPW facilities located on Robbins Street. And I think that's pretty exciting to bring together all of our boards, which is, what, 50, 60 people, and to have it at the new facilities so that we can show that off. I think that's exciting. Yes, Cindy.
Mayor, I have another announcement, if we could add to that,
yes,
please, now. If we could add the Old City Clock Public Information Meeting that will be held at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Conference Room, mm-hmm, on Lagoon Drive on Wednesday, December 2nd at 7 p.m.
And will that be added to the webpage?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we will. We will put announcements, we'll social media and get the word out there.
I would think the historical papers group would be interested to be there. So, Laura, you can take care of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.